broadcasting live from the Zimmer Communications World Headquarters. This is Wake Up Mid-Missouri.
Get ready, pal.
Here's your host, Randy Tobler.
Hey, it's great that you're with us this and every morning on Wake Up Mid-Missouri. A little bit of a different crew this week. Everyone's out on spring break. Hannah's out and Stephanie's out. Brian Hausler's out. Mark Ellinger's not on spring break, though. He's in for Stephanie.
No spring break for me. Days have long gone.
And John Marsh holding forth as John Marsh. Brian Hansen in for Hannah.
What spring break?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And Mike Murphy is covering Brian Hausler. So we thank you for being here. Hey, it's a real pleasure to be talking to Missouri's Speaker of the House, Dean Plocker, who's got just a little bit of a challenge within the few remaining weeks. Welcome, Speaker Plocker.
Good morning. Great to be on.
So you may have heard yesterday, or maybe your staff told you, that I had Jacob Shelp on, who works with Lincoln Huff over on the other side, and I had it all lined out for you guys. I had the agenda. You're gonna pass IP reform at 4, and at 6 we're gonna do school choice, and then why don't we do some property tax or income tax reform at 8, and then go home and go to Grand Cafe and have a beer. What do you think?
I think you need to run for Senate.
All right. Hey, it's really good to have you in.
Hey, Dean, thanks for coming on. We sure appreciate it. Hey, I mean, we just crossed the halfway point talking about spring break, last week being spring break. I think the first question that comes to everybody's mind, and particularly in mid-Missouri, is the budget. I saw that there
Indeed.
Was a little bit of a contentious budget hearing yesterday. Where are we at with the budget? What's the status on that?
Well, I can tell you the status of the budget. The pressure on the budget is immense. The balanced budget is where it's going to be, though. We will be passing a balanced budget out of the House. We're going to save $1.8 billion. We're going to make sure we fund the National Guard, protecting our southern border in Texas, supporting Texas in that light. I think we all saw those horrific videos of the invasion of America. That's unacceptable. We're going to fund education. And we're going to continue to fund infrastructure that's important to Missouri's growth and vital to our communities. But we're going to have a balanced budget.
John? Mr. Speaker, talk to us about all the work. You know, you're down to the last 8 weeks or so of session. You've got the ongoing ethics investigation as a distraction and all. Can you push through the work you want to get done between now and May?
I certainly think we can. You know, I had a great visit with the Ethics Committee last week or right before spring break. It has gone on too long. I think the Kennedy investigation only went on 5 or 6 months. This is exceeding that. It needs to be resolved. But in the meantime, we're working on great stuff. We're going to work on cutting property taxes, continue to protect life by keeping public funding out of Planned Parenthood away from their resources. We're going to protect life. We're going to fight crime. Again, we've passed out numerous crime bills. We're going to continue to do that. But also, most importantly, and along the lines of balancing the budget, as I alluded to earlier, with our National Guard at Texas, we're going to protect Americans and Missourians from illegal immigration. We have to work on illegal immigration reform. We have two bills right now in the House that we're ready to send over to the Senate. Artie Billington and Dan Stacey have each filed those bills. They make deportation of illegals much easier for us in Missouri and make us help us actually be able to identify those that perhaps are illegal a little bit easier. We have to protect our border and our sovereignty as a state.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I had talked at the governor's prayer breakfast with David Tyson Smith, who I admire and is a gentleman certainly of the first order, although of a different political philosophy, I think, than those of us gathered here, about being proactive about immigration, because it's not a matter of if, it's when they're going to come knocking at our door. So I'm glad to hear you say that. Let me ask you another question and it's a big picture question, because I think most everyday citizens don't understand the complexity of the negotiative process, the legislative process, the sausage making that, thankfully doesn't lead the ship to go from one side to the other side and back and forth. That keeps it in order, but it's messy. Why is it, Speaker Plocker, that we don't emulate when it comes to tax policy and have as a strategic goal the same kind of tax policy that you see in Texas, in Tennessee, in Florida, where income taxes are minimum or nothing? We see business coming into those states. We see individuals coming into those states. is there within your caucus, your conference in the House, any thirst for that? Rather than sort of pot-shotting at a little this, a little that, long-term, like, let's get rid of the income tax, or let's get rid of all of the personal property tax.
Well, I think you're speaking to much of the mindset that we have as Republican and conservatives. But as you spoke to earlier, I'm sorry, you're all able to hear me?
Yeah, yep. We got you.
I've got you. I'm sorry. I'm trying to watch you at the same time. So you're speaking of the mindset of the Republicans and the conservatives that serve in the body here in the House, I believe the Senate as well. But as you mentioned earlier, it's sort of a sausage-making endeavor in dealing with both sides of the aisle. Last year, we had a bill that would have reduced our income taxes further and potentially could have gone to zero. We had a bill that eliminated our corporate taxes. We did eliminate Social Security taxes. Grover Norquist was just here yesterday. We invited him in to speak to our caucus about such a problem. Now, I will say this, too. All these states, while they might not have an income tax, and there's about seven states in the United States that don't have an income tax, they all do get their taxes in some way. So they often have higher property taxes. I don't believe in perpetually paying for something that I already had to pay taxes on to buy in the first place. So I think we have to reduce taxes across the board to make government more efficient and accountable. It's not just eliminating one tax to increase another tax. It's about cutting taxes across the board for all of Missourians.
Yeah, good strategy.
Mr. Speaker, you still committed to your run for lieutenant governor?
No, not at all. In fact, I want to announce right now on Wake Up Missouri, I'm going to go over and withdraw my candidacy for lieutenant governor, and I'm filing in the next 15 minutes to run for Secretary of State. I'm tired of these initiative petitions. We're moving the bill. We're going to protect the citizens of Missouri. We're going to protect our borders, and we're going to make this state and continue to make this state the best state in the United States. Hey, no, I'm not committed to lieutenant governor. I'm committed to Secretary of State.
Holy cow. This is earth-shattering and breaking news here on Wake Up Mid-Missouri.
I think it's great. I think we need initiative petition reform. Congratulations, Dean. I think that's really a wonderful thing. Speaking of initiative petition reform, you know, you're going to be jumping in the Secretary of State's race. That becomes front and center, obviously, in the race. But what about getting some initiative petition reform in the legislature, too? I mean, I think that's that's where the Secretary of State and the legislature have to come together.
Indeed, they do. We have to work together. We have a couple of bills. There's House Bill 1749. Mike Hafner's filed that. It adds greater accountability and transparency to the signature gathering process. It's in the Senate. We're waiting for that to come back over. The Senate has sent us an IP bill, albeit a little bit watered down. We're going to work on that. And we're likely going to send them our own initiative petition bill as well. Another huge problem I see coming is a Trojan horse. It's ranked choice voting. It's House Joint Resolution 104, sponsored by Representative Ben Baker. It's on the calendar as well. So we have to protect Missourians from those evil ways of subverting the people of Missouri and letting these outside influences, these billionaires, George Soros, try to fund their objective in Missouri.
Yeah, ranked choice voting. I mean, fortunately, we were lucky it didn't get on the ballot a few years ago because they were incompetent getting their signatures. Can't take that chance again. I mean, the impact of ranked choice voting across the board has been to get rid of Republicans, to get rid of conservative voices. And I think, Dean, I think just like yourself, we need more conservative voices and not fewer of them.
Absolutely.
Dean Plocker joins us on Wake Up Mid-Missouri this morning, and I'm a little bit stunned at the announcement that he made. He's abandoning the lieutenant governor race and will be filing for Secretary of State. Let's drill down on that a little bit. I have chronicled to our audience, Dean, not one, but two instances where the current initiative petition on abortion has been just overtly and wildly, errantly misrepresented. One of them said, oh, no, this just restricts it to 16 weeks. The other said, no, this is just restoring to Roe. And I said, no. A clear reading of the language and even a relatively conservative interpretation says, this is going to allow abortion all the way up till the day of birth. You know, what as Secretary of State could you have in that process or currently? Do you know what we can do? Maybe it's a Mark question. Maybe it's a you question. What can people do when they are asked to sign a petition and it's misrepresented?
Well, I think that's one more thing we're trying to address here on how those initiatives are actually circulated outside of Walmart. When people are just asked to sign their name, they can be paid per signature. There's things that we are addressing in the legislature to tackle that. As an attorney as well, though, serving as Secretary of State, you helped draft that language. And as Mark knows, how many times you have to appear in front of the Supreme Court to argue what that language should or should not entail. And, you know, I've enjoyed that component. I fought for initiative petition reform now for 6 years in the House. I believe my service to the state, serving as Secretary of State, would be great in that I can continue to defend Missouri against these out-of-state interests when it comes to helping craft that language and working with the legislature so our voters are actually represented in Missouri and not out-of-state billionaires.
You know, Dean, it seems to me that it's so important we keep a lawyer in the Secretary of State's office that has an opportunity to really, you know, address those types of issues. But the Secretary of State does more than just initiative petitions. I mean, we need to have safe and secure elections across the board. You know, we see other states, people trying to let non-citizens vote. As a Secretary of State, how do you address, you know, making sure that every American citizen who's a Missouri resident gets the right to vote and nobody else does?
Well, we have a couple of bills for that. I mean, we have a bill to certainly clean up our voter rolls. We have bills that actually add a sticker, a little decal of some sort, embedded in your driver's license to show that you're a citizen. So when you show up, I've adamantly supported voter ID. I think I voted that on 3 or 4 times, always to be overturned, only to pass it again. So I've been a strong advocate of voter ID. We certainly have to make sure that citizens are voting, lawful people that reside in Missouri that are 18 and over are allowed to vote. We have to have fair and impartial elections. I would be a staunch advocate of that, of course. I think anyone that would serve there would be. But I have some experience in that and happy to that's one of the more appealing things of Secretary of State. But also there's a corporate level of, you have to work with businesses as Secretary of State. I've been practicing business law for some time. And you also have to have a little bit of a securities background. And prior to going to law school, I worked in the financial management industry for a company called Franklin Templeton. I was Series 6 licensed. I enjoyed the securities work. I worked at A.G. Edwards for a while in their securities department. It was a little bit boring, but I enjoyed it. And I believe I have a diverse background that would well fit in within the parameters of what our Secretary of State is tasked to do to help represent Missourians.
Mr. Speaker, back to the session real quick, and we're about out of time. Are you going to be able to compete or work with the Freedom Caucus folks, reference the budget and FRA?
Absolutely. I mean, I think all of us here, I think the drama is always often in the media about what the Freedom Caucus is doing, but I think we all are going to work towards a balanced budget. I think we all believe in IP reform. I believe we all believe in education reform and want our parents to have choices where they're sending their kids. I have a good relationship with the Freedom Caucus, but like anybody else, we agree 100% of the time on everything, but we will work together. And one of the big things, we want to make sure we're protecting life and going hand in hand with us not allowing Planned Parenthood to perform its evil acts in Missouri. We have to pass an FRA, and I believe that FRA needs to be passed clean. That helps fund our hospitals, particularly our rural hospitals. Rural Missourians deserve access to health care just as urban Missourians do. We need to pass an FRA because that helps protect life as well.
Well, Speaker Plocker, we thank you for being with us this morning. Folks, if you're just joining us, Missouri Speaker of the House, Dean Plocker, joins us this morning with a bombshell announcement. Why don't you repeat what you said earlier in the interview, Dean, please?
Well, hey, my wife and I looked seriously at Secretary of State several months ago, 8 months ago. We decided not to create a battle within the Republican Party on that, where we would be funding and they would be funding an arduous campaign. But Caleb decided to bow out. I respect that decision. And with that opening, I got back to looking at what I want to do, how I want to serve the state. I've enjoyed my service here in the House as Speaker, passing great conservative legislation like tax cuts and whatnot. And I look forward to doing that as Secretary of State. So moments ago, I'm proud to announce on Wake Up Missouri and the Eagle that I am, in fact, running for Secretary of State and would be honored to serve as Missouri's next Secretary of State.
Well, we really thank you for doing that on the program. We're honored that you would be with us and make that huge bombshell announcement. All the best to you. And where can people learn more about your candidacy?
I'm online at Dean Plocker on Twitter. I also have a Facebook handle. I rarely handle the social media, fellas. I don't like it so much, but I guess the campaign's going to have to beef that up a little bit. But I will certainly get the message out there, and I look forward to engaging the voters and earning their vote.
All right. Thank you. Very, very good. Thanks, and
thanks, Dean.
Best wishes as you carry on with the rest of the session. Dean Plocker joins us on Wake Up Mid-Missouri. When we come back, the morning bell, see what's going on in the markets.
This is Wake Up Mid-Missouri.